Now, going to level basically means learning how to take your brain waves from normal beta brainwave consciousness, which is what we call the logical precise consciousness. It's what our education puts us in after about the age of 12. Most of our educational systems are for beta brainwave. We also have a creative consciousness, which is normally called alpha brainwave. And most people that have, say, the logical precise consciousness don't have the creative consciousness, because everybody's seen the starving artist that can do a fantastic painting or is a very, very good singer, but he has no business sense. And then, of course, we see the guy that has all the business sense, but he doesn't have any creativity. Well, coming to level means that you balance the left logical brain hemisphere with the right creative brain hemisphere in such a way that they work together. So you're not sitting there trying to dance on one leg, your left leg or your right leg. You're dancing with both legs, so everything's moving in unison together. Now, what Jose Silva found out based upon brainwave activity research is that when you hear with both ears an alpha brainwave sound, which is usually between 7 and about 14 cycles of brainwave activity, and you play it so it brings your mind down to about 10 cycles of brainwave activity, then both the left brain and the right brain hemisphere start working together so you can think a lot better if you can remain conscious. Now, unfortunately, most people, when they get to alpha brainwave, they're asleep. So what he did is he first initiated this 4-day sequence of drills where you keep going to level, keep going to level, keep going to level. And then after about 5 hours of doing these drills, you find out that you do have your consciousness, your inductive thinking, your ability to chunk up with your thinking skills while at alpha brainwave. You have your visuals, you have your auditories, your gustatory, your senses, you have all of these kinesthetics working together as you can still think, but it's now thinking with whole brain consciousness instead of single brain consciousness, either left brain or right brain. Now, there's something else that's called the Schumann resonance, and it's about 7.1 cycles per second and 7.3 cycles per second, and it's the Earth's magnetic field. And when they've done all their ESP testing for people that can do remote viewing and for people that can do instant healing, like with the Qigong trainers, when they do the chakra healings from left hand to right hand and going through the target in the auric field, they found out that the brainwaves are operating at 7.1 cycles of brainwave activity, or at the Schumann resonance, the Schumann frequency. Now, what happens is that's called theta brainwave. Now, when people get into theta brainwave, they're totally asleep. So to get whole mind thinking, you want to be able to get your alpha brainwave so it's conscious. So you go beta brainwave, which is normal, logical, precise thinking. You want to have total access to your alpha. And by the way, the senses of visual, auditory, kinesthetic, gustatory, olfactory, they're not developed at alpha at all. So Jose, what he did is he'd take you to alpha, then have you do visualization techniques with full senses so you can develop those and then have an awareness in alpha brainwave. So when the information came through the right temporal lobe, you can make consciousness out of it with both brain hemispheres, so it made sense to you, so you get a better interpretation of what was being communicated to you by higher intelligence. But anyway, the visualization drills will teach you how to think in that new dimension called alpha. And then we take you all the way down to 7 cycles of brainwave activity in the conditioning cycle, because 7 is where all those things happen, the healing and the remote viewing.